The last few films starring Tom Hanks explore different characters than the roles that made him famous. He was a murderous hitman in The Road to Perdition and over-the-top con man in The Ladykillers. Now, in The Terminal, he heads down yet another path. Los Angeles Times and Morning Edition film critic Kenneth Turan has this review.
Given how chaotic air travel has become, it was a shrewd idea on director Steven Spielberg's part to set a film in an airport from which there is no escape. The Terminal plays off our shared fear of airports as modern torture chambers, and production designer Alex McDowell has built a monster, 60 feet high and taking up nearly 100,000 square feet.
Flight 1520, with Zurich, will depart from gate 33.
Into this bright and shiny world, intent on visiting Manhattan, comes tourist Victor Navorsky, played by Tom Hanks. Unfortunately for Victor, while he was in the air, a military coup upended his country. His visa was canceled, his passport suspended, and he has become, to quote an airport official, a citizen of nowhere. He cannot leave the International Transit Lounge.
Now, even if we could get you new papers, we couldn't process them until the United States recognizes your country's new diplomatic reclassification.
Yeah, see, you don't qualify for asylum, refugee status, temporary protective status, humanitarian parole, or non-immigration work travel or diplomatic visas. You don't qualify for any of these things. You are, at this time, simply unacceptable.
This may sound dire, and is in fact based on a true story about a man stuck in a Paris airport for more than 10 years. But the name of Victor's country clues you in not to worry. It's Krakosia, a nation that sounds like the made-up Middle European countries, Sylvania, Fredonia, Ruritania, that were the staple of Hollywood comedies in the 1930s.
Krakosia.
Krakosia.
Yes.
Krakosia.
Okay.
As Victor gradually settles into his new home, he deals with everything from finding a place to sleep to figuring out how he's going to eat. It's the conceit of The Terminal to have him duplicate the classic immigrant experience, to go through the trials of adjusting to a new and unfamiliar land in this microcosm of America.
Where do I buy the Nike shoes?
Tom Hanks, with his everyman quality and his marvelous comic abilities, pretty much owns the movie. His uncertain accent and lumbering gait have liberated a kind of comic energy not seen since the days of Big. He throws himself into the film's comic moments, both familiar and original, with a zest that is contagious. If The Terminal had been content to be a light comedy about an absurd situation, it would have been fine. But when it tries for deeper emotional connections by exploring the relationships that Victor forges, it is unconvincing. In this respect, The Terminal is not the film it wants to be or could have been. Still, it is entertaining, and when Hanks and Spielberg combine with that aim, even The Terminator could not stop them.
Kenneth Turan is a movie critic for Morning Edition and the Los Angeles Times.